1-800-449-8686. So, getting back to the subject of the pit bulls or the Rottweilers that attacked the lady in San Francisco, Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. He's an animal behaviorist, so why not, Rice, sit here and speculate when we can talk a little bit about what we're really dealing with here. You know the story. The lady was the Canary Island Mastiffs, Doctor?
That's correct. The Canary Island Mastiff, which is a very broad, very, very husky, a powerfully built and muscular animal, and is sometimes bred for fighting.
All right. Now, these two people that own these dogs, who are people that own fighting dogs?
Well, in the case of the Canary Island Mastiff, or in the case of Dobermans or Rottweilers, a lot of these people, they don't understand what it is they're getting into. Most people who own these kinds of dogs are what are commonly referred to as white trash. They have an inability to relate to honesty. This lawyer, for instance, who got his...
No, excuse me, you say that most people who own these dogs are white trash. What is that?
White trash is a Caucasian individual, generally someone with an income under $50,000 a year, that has a predisposition to this kind of thing, and they don't really tell the truth. This lawyer who got his degree probably through an extension college that he found on a matchbook is reverting to what a lot of your white trash reverts to. He's telling untruths in order to protect the woman folk. That's how what they call their women, the women folk, from the long arm of the law.
And all right, now what you're referring to is the letter that he wrote to the DA saying in this letter that his wife tried to hold the dog back as it was attacking or about to attack this woman, Diane Whipple. In his letter he writes, and I quote, "He jumped me." Mrs. Whipple spoke for the first time, saying, "He jumped me." At this point, Marjorie, who is this man's wife, was still clutching Bane's lead and harness and using her right hand, pushing Mrs. Whipple into her own apartment. He also claims that Mrs. Whipple slugged this guy's wife.
Right. I don't doubt that he claimed a lot of things. I am willing to bet, though, that being what we call white trash, he lied. And,
well, you say white trash, any white person making under $50,000 a year. This is...
They usually have nicknames, and we're all familiar with this. Buddy and Buster, Bobby, Red, Lefty, Tiny, Slim, all white trash names. And
well, this guy's name is Robert.
Which I don't doubt he's Bobby.
He's Bobby.
Right. But it was a one-bedroom apartment, Phil. They were living beyond their means.
Well, I was going to say, because these lawyers lived in Pacific Heights, San Francisco, which is a very exclusive place, isn't it? I mean, or not very exclusive, but it's an area where some higher-income people live.
That is true. But again, they were in a one-bedroom apartment, living beyond their means. You know, they're white trash. Their idea of a great restaurant is TGI Fridays. They think great decorating is a widescreen TV, ashtrays, and throw pillows. There's a lot of chain-link fences, a lot of shag carpeting, a lot of carports. We are talking about people who really can't help what they are. And the best thing to do is to treat them and deal with them in a manner in which they are not going to be likely to hurt anybody. But they don't really know what it is they're doing. And I think that's the greatest tragedy about our fog people. And I call them fog people.
White trash, they're called fog people.
Because a lot of them look like they're walking around in a fog, literally. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to do anything. And it is beyond their understanding.
All right, well, white trash is the problem, not the dogs.
No, not the dogs. Dogs are dumb animals. They can be trained. It's the white trash that owns them. And I think it's time we do something about white trash. We've been trying to do something about a lot of other kinds of people. I think it's time that we put the crosshairs on the white trash. And
well, all right, so the owners of the problem is what you're saying, and I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you, but what is the treatment? You say there's treatment?
I'm sorry?
You say there's treatment available for the white trash?
I think the best thing to do is to put them in a cell. These two lawyers represent two members of the Aryan Brotherhood, two members of a two guys that are in prison, correct?
That's my understanding.
Well, the best thing to do with them is put them in a cell with their own clients and have them jail-raped and then see what happens. I think they come out...
Okay, now you're talking in a facetious way, and I want to get to the heart of that.
No, I'm not talking facetiously at all. I think the best thing that could be done for these two people is a good, quick jail rape.
You're serious?
I've never been more serious.
Okay, so you're angry, right?
No, I'm not angry at all. You asked me a question. And
why attack the woman? Why attack the...
Because she has actually been to school. She teaches a school. All the things that they can't do, okay? And all of the things that they're not capable of, their anger and jealousy about it was transferred to the animal, so the animal acts out.
So this lady, this Mrs. Whipple, because she teaches a college course, they attacked her.
The dog attacked her, sensing the hostility of the owner, right?
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler, who's an animal behaviorist, about the people who own these two dogs that attacked that lady. And he says the problem is the only people who own dogs like this are white trash, correct?
That's correct.
Which you describe as people who make under 50 grand a year and have throw pillows and widescreen TVs, correct?
That is what the literature tells us, but...
I mean, has there been studies on this?
That is what the literature tells us, right. But you have to understand that every situation is different. And
all right, so this dog attacked this poor lady next door because she'd been to school, because she had a college education.
That's correct. And the animal acts out the thoughts and wishes of the owner and destroyed the sophisticated and intelligent lady next door in the hopes that one of their own kind would move in.
Meaning more white trash.
Meaning another white trash couple, right. But the one thing that I want to remind you, Phil, the fog people are like a child that messes in its own diapers. You have to clean it up. And the way we clean these people up is by what we call jail rape therapy, like shock therapy. And
I still think that you're trying to be facetious to make a point, because I don't believe that you think anybody should be violently attacked in jail.
I've never been more serious.
Well, I'm having a hard time. What is that going to do?
What that is going to do is expose these people to the ultimate low rung, if you will, of white trash culture. And the only way you could do that is by putting them in prison.
All right. Well, there's a lot of blanket statements that you've been making here about the owners of fighting dogs, pit bulls, mastiffs, that they're all white trash, and that they're all people who ought to be thrown into a cell and get jail raped, and a lot of things that I think, I'm sure, would be very offensive to individuals who own dogs like these responsibly. And
let me tell you about responsibly owning. It's only a matter of time before one of these dogs rips the throat right out of their owner. You show me someone who owns a pit bull, and unless they get rid of that animal, or a mastiff, unless they get rid of that animal, it's only a matter of time before that thing tears their throat out and leaves them on their front lawn with their half-open can of beer. That I'm telling you, Phil.
That is an absolute.
In my opinion, that's the absolute end of the line for people who own these fighting dogs. Now, these two lawyers up in the San Francisco area who own the dogs, good people, I'm sure, didn't mean any harm, but their basic genetic engineering is white trash, and their contacts with other trash brought this on. And that's why I say that these animals certainly should be taken from the possession of individuals like that.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler is with us here. Number one owners of fighting dogs, in his opinion, white trash, which he describes as white people who make under 50 grand a year. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. He also says anybody that owns an animal like this, it's only a matter of time before they rip your throat out. And we're trying to get the information. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. And by the way, anything you hear comb-over boys say is obviously coming from a guy with very little talent and very little to talk about. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And by the way, none of it's true. We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler here, who is a animal behaviorist, about what he calls the white trash. And you are very, very specific about that, Dr. Sadler. White trash that owns fighting dogs and owns pit bulls. And
there's no doubt about it, Mr. Henry. These are individuals who are, I think they mean well. I think they probably want to do well with their lives. I think they probably want to do a lot better with their lives. But unfortunately, they simply do not have the ability to understand that they'll always be the way they are, that there's always going to be people better than them.
So they're breeding dogs to kill people who make more money.
I think that's one way of looking at it. I don't know if that is the conscious motivation. It is definitely the unconscious. It's only a matter of time before an owner's infant child turns into a doggy biscuit, and then, you know, we'll see what happens.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Terry on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes, I'm a white person. I make under $50,000 a year, and I
You own a pit bull?
I do not own a pit bull, but I do own dogs, and I have owned several different breeds of dogs in my lifetime. But you, sir,
Why do you do that?
Let me speak rude, sir.
Well, but you see, there's a reason why you raise dogs.
Dogs have been pets and domestic friends of the human being since the dawn of time. You, sir, are an animal behaviorist,
yes,
and you're
ma'am.
Casting dispersions on other people's character, of which you have no foundation and no basis for.
Well, we have
this
studies.
Is an isolated incident.
We have
and
studies.
You are simply a hate monger.
We have studies.
A hate monger.
From the University of Texas, which shows that most people who
make
own pit bulls.
Lower income.
Yes.
I, sir, have a child who has a 4.0 in school, who will go on to probably be a veterinarian.
And make more than 50 grand a year, I hope.
Probably not, because she's very much a humanitarian, so she probably will not go
to the
See,
there's a reason why you make less than $50,000 a year.
That's because I care about human beings. That's why. I could go for the money if I wanted to,
child,
but that's not what's important to me.
What's
you,
important?
You, sir, have lost your credibility.
No, I have all the credibility of the University of Hampton College, which was
a report
that was published that shows
what
that people
are you,
under $50,000 a year need to be jail raped. Now,
I just think it's necessary.
I just think.
Wait a second. This lady makes under 50 grand a year. Are you saying that's what she needs?
If her dog attacks someone. Now, she asked me my nationality. That proves that she doesn't like black people.
I think you need to be taken out of the public's harm.
Do you hate black people?
You are very harmful, sir.
Do you hate blacks?
Inciting riots.
Do you hate blacks?
No, I do not.
Well, then why did you ask me my nationality, please?
Because you are a white person raised in a home under $50,000.
I am white. I hate to disappoint you.
Well,
but you're right. I make more than $50,000 a year.
That's right. So in your effort to keep the little person down, you're making
I'm not trying to keep the little person down. I'm simply trying to get rid of your dogs. That's all. I think it's dangerous for you right now, Terry, to have a dog because of making under 50 grand a year.
What difference does it make? She makes under 50 grand a year. What difference does it make?
She may try to kill someone with that dog. Okay. And for that reason alone, we think it's important for her to get rid of it.
All right, 1-800-449-866. She may kill someone with that dog. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Travis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Fine.
I was just calling to let you know that guy's an unintelligent moron. Sir, you are completely very unintelligent. I don't care how much money you make. I make $45,000 a year, and I live in a three-bedroom house with a three-car garage.
And you have pit bulls, don't you?
I had.
How did I know that? How did I know that?
Well, they died from natural causes. Because you're
natural
calling.
Natural causes? Because what? They got hit by a car?
No, because they were old and they died.
As far as I'm concerned, the only natural cause.
Old?
I believe the only natural cause of death for a pit bull is to be run over by a truck.
Run over by a truck.
That's a natural cause of death.
You're telling me you make over $50,000 a year?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you're a complete moron.
What with my books, my publishing? I lecture and I publish.
Who would buy your books? I mean, you are a complete and utter joke.
Individuals who want to know more about pit bulls.
To know more about people who are making $150,000, train their dogs to attack people who are over, that make more money than them.
How did I know that you had pit bulls?
Because you were probably told that.
Because you were under $50,000 a year fog person.
What is a fog person?
Exactly. Tell me that.
That's what I call white trash, which I don't want to call you white trash because I know you're probably a nice guy.
Well, no, I run an electronics company.
You're a fog.
So how am I a farm boy?
Well, I said fog people. I didn't say farm boy.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
What is a fog person? They're walking around in a fog.
That's right. Now, you own an electronics company?
No, I run an electronics company.
You got to own it. See, you're making under 50 grand. They're screwing you.
Oh, absolutely. No, I make under 50 grand, but I have no problem with it. I'm happy with my life.
You think they're screwing you? Come on. Are you angry about how much money you make?
Oh, absolutely not.
You're not angry that they're screwing you?
I'm perfectly content with that. I can be happy.
You're fog people. See, you're fog people. Now, if you were angry about that.
Well, no, I wouldn't mind making more money, but, you know, that's my responsibility if I go out and get a better job. But right now, that's the job I have. But, yes, I will have a better job. But I'm happy with that where I work because that's what I make.
That's what you make what?
Working where I work.
Look, giving a pit bull to white trash is like giving an infant a 12-gauge shotgun. It's difficult.
Oh, my goodness.
And wrong.
No, 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 no.
All right. Thank you for your call. You're making a lot of generalizations here that I think you have to, give us reasons why you're saying giving white trash a pit bull.
Because they're upset with the money they make.
That guy just said he wasn't.
Bull crap.
Oh, yeah. Here is Hesperi on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello. I want to make a comment to this guy. I guess I miss his white trash.
I'm Dr. Sadler.
I guess I make more than $50,000 a year, so I miss your white trash.
You guess?
I guess I do.
Well, how much do you make? You're guessing. You're not sure.
Well, you know what? I made $83,000 this last year, sir.
Was that the most you've ever made?
You know what? As a matter of fact, it was.
There you go. See,
that's
how I
do. From the trenches.
So you finally busted through that 50G mark.
Absolutely.
Are you getting rid of the dogs?
No, I've owned Mastiffs for years, and it's terrible for you to say they're fighting dogs. They're known as gentle giants.
Ah, sure, yeah. Just like the lady that was dragged around the floor up there in San Francisco. Look, you make $83,000, correct?
That is correct.
Get rid of the dogs.
Get rid of the dogs.
You don't need them anymore. You don't have to be jealous of rich people.
I am not jealous
okay.
of people. I love
so the theory here is the reason why these people own these dogs is they're jealous of the wealthy and they want to kill somebody.
That is correct. And it is a subconscious sense. Why do you suppose only poor people own them?
For protection? Maybe for protection.
Protection against what? They can pick up a gun as best as anybody else. Now, why do you own
a gun?
What's your name, Julie?
Yes.
Why do you have these dogs?
Because they are gentle giants, sir. They
are not
fighting.
Why do you need a big dog?
Because they're beautiful. Because they have the most wonderful
personality.
Well,
so is a poodle. Okay.
I like large dogs.
You like large
dogs? I won't
ask why. I
like large dogs.
Okay, well, the fact is these animals murdered a woman the other day, and if your dog does the same thing, guess where you're going? So I would suggest you get rid of these dogs before you disprove the theory that they're gentle giants. I'm sure the people in San Francisco love the hell out of their dogs until they committed homicide.
I would never take, I don't know if this person was walking both dogs. I would never do that. They are
she was walking, I don't know what was going on, but she had a dog out there. Here is Temple City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, Mr. Henry? Hello?
Yes, I'm right here.
There you are. That man is so full of BS. He's stinking all over the radio waves. I'm a single parent. I make under 50. I own 2 pit bulls. They're the most lovable creatures on this planet.
Well, unfortunately, ma'am, they killed a lady the other day, so your theory is wrong, okay?
See, I guess everybody else that's on this planet that kills everybody.
And the $50,000 that you make. Now, how much do you make?
Under 50.
Okay, there you go.
Yes, but at one time I was married. And
at one time you
well
were, at one time you were married and you were spending your husband's money. That doesn't count, okay?
No, I never spent
what we're talking about is the money.
Pardon?
Okay, well, we lost both calls. Great. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Dr. Jim Sadler here on his theory on white trash owning pit bulls. It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler. Dr. Sadler is with us talking about the only people that own pit bulls are white trash, which you define as white people who make under 50 grand a year and have chain link fences in front of their houses. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right. What do you say to people who say, I make under 50 grand a year and I'm not white trash?
Well, you know, Phil, you're talking about people that live in denial, and, you know, as the saying goes, denial, it's a great place to be, but the fact of the matter is they're in denial.
And so there's no doubt that they're white trash, and someday they'll own a pit bull.
Or some kind of dog, some kind of vicious dog. It could be a pit bull, it could be an angry beagle, but it's an animal that sooner or later is going to take the throat out of you if you let it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Troy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would just like to say that I was trying to discern where this guy got his education for animal behavior.
Okay,
Hello?
Is that it, sir?
Yes.
Thanks. Here is Linda on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I'd like to, sir, I'd like to know.
Yeah, this is Dr. Sadler.
Yes, Dr. Sadler, I would like to know. Do you own a dog?
Do I own a dog? Why? Why do you ask me that?
Because obviously, from everything you're saying, you may be an animal behaviorist, but you need to learn to get over the fact that you were mauled by a dog. And
well,
that
no,
it is not everyone who has a dog,
dog
all right,
that
wait
will
a minute.
Have a
wait,
dog.
Wait, lady. He wasn't mauled by a dog, okay?
Oh, he had to have been
right.
To have this attitude about white
well,
cats.
Well, you might have been raped.
Well,
were you?
We might have all had experiences, but maybe
right.
You're
you,
just
you
an
must
idiot.
Have been raped to have this attitude toward a man.
No, no, no.
Yes,
see,
yes,
I don't
yes,
have
yes.
this attitude towards
yes,
all
men.
Men. It's just you,
you hate
who call
men,
people white trash
and you must have
just
been
because
raped.
They have less than $50,000
right, wait a minute. Wait, let's not
accident.
Call each other names and everything.
Well, she said that I was mauled.
All right. Let's back off of that and start all over again. You're saying what, ma'am?
I'm saying
she's saying that I because I happen to know
okay,
she's
go
white
ahead,
trash.
Tell them what I'm saying.
And she's a,
be quiet and let her say what she's saying. Go ahead.
I'm saying this. This man has a problem with people who make $50,000 or less.
Right.
And own a dog.
Because they murder
because
people.
Because he obviously had some kind of trauma happen to him in his life where he now thinks that anyone who makes less than $50,000 and happens to be white is trash. So I don't know what kind of episode happened in his life to make him
all
have
right,
to
all right, all okay. I dated a stripper at one time. She worked at a club in Orlando, Florida.
What did she do? Break your heart?
Yes.
And she, I guess she made under 50K.
And where's the dog correlation? I don't understand this. Where are you going with this, Mr. Animal Behaviorist?
The dog correlation?
Yeah.
Take a guess. Take a guess.
The dog bit you because you were trying to
no,
rape her,
no,
right?
No dog bit me.
Oh, so what? I don't understand how you get from a dog to a
take
a
wild
jail
guess.
Rape
I came home one night. What do you think I saw?
I have no idea. Knowing you and listening to you talk, it must have been so traumatic that now your whole entire life.
Wait a minute.
Ruined.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What kind of dog?
A German Shepherd.
You dated a stripper. She made less than 50 grand a year. You came home one night and saw what?
Take a wild guess. I'm asking this Linda. She's got all the answers.
I have no idea.
You don't?
No, I have no idea what could happen in your sick mind,
that
in your
I
life.
Loved. I saw a woman that I loved engaged with a German Shepherd.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah,
that is disgusting.
You got it. You got it. Yeah.
And
you better...
so now you feel that anyone who owns a dog is white trash that makes under $50,000 or less.
Yes, I
because
do.
Because a woman
yes, I...
shafted you for a dog. This is ridiculous.
Tell me I'm wrong.
This is ridiculous.
Tell me
you
I'm
can't...
wrong.
Okay. I'm
all
sorry
you people,
for your trauma that happened
me.
To your
Linda,
life.
Excuse me. Linda, excuse me. I don't mean to offend you, but you're all you people are the same.
Oh, we're all the same?
You make under 50 G's a year. You live in your little clapboard house. You have, you'd throw a man over for a German Shepherd
you know,
in a
really
second.
You really need to see counseling.
I think you
there's
need a psychiatrist.
There's a better way. There's a
Let
better way
something.
Than insulting people.
I'm not trying to insult you.
No, no, you're
you
insulting a lot
people.
Of people by talking about dogs in this manner. You don't need to talk about the dog.
Well, what about my girlfriend?
Your girlfriend's a completely separate issue.
Well, she did it to me, though, didn't she?
Yes, but her dog didn't attack and kill anyone, so I don't see how
no,
that...
No, all it did was have sex with the woman that I loved.
What did you do to
the
dog?
The woman
I
you loved
it.
Had problems, and there's a reason why
wait,
you
wait,
went
wait.
After a woman who had problems.
What did you do with the dog?
I killed it.
You
oh
killed the
God.
German Shepherd?
You better believe... Oh, I'm not supposed to. Is that it, Linda?
You killed a dog?
It was having sex with my girlfriend, for
God's sake. She probably taught it to do those things.
What?
It was
no
her
dog,
fault, not the dog.
No dog takes my place in the bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. The dog didn't know any better.
Oh, bull crap.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the woman that I loved. We were going to settle down, buy a place up at Bass Lake. We had all the money.
You are insane.
She was out of some strip bar in El Monte. And I met her, and I said, look, all I'm asking you is keep your hands off my dogs. I come home one night, her and the German Shepherd, and you know what I'm hearing as I'm pulling into the garage? I heard barking. Yeah, I did. I heard her going, something like, go Skippy. I don't know what it was. Little did I know.
Well, okay, this has gone well beyond the pale of...
That's correct. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shock either one of you.
This is disgusting. You need to stop being an animal behaviorist and seek counseling.
Why do I need counseling? It was my wife that was screwing a dog.
I thought she was your girlfriend.
My girlfriend, my wife, my prospective wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Next time you want to judge people, Linda.
Exactly. You take the same advice
no,
you give
no,
me.
No, 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 no. You wanted to judge me, and you didn't have the facts.
Oh, you don't have the facts about white people.
I'm white. I've been around white people my whole life. Throw them a dollar bill, they'll do anything.
I'm sorry. I feel very bad for you.
Thank you. That's the first words of care that you've uttered to me.
Well, I am sorry for you, but you need to stop throwing your opinions around so heavily towards people who own dogs. You need to be compassionate towards people.
Wait a minute. So you're upset because your girlfriend, who was a stripper, was having sex with a German Shepherd.
Right.
And you killed that German Shepherd.
Better believe it. I'd do it again, too.
Oh, my God.
All right. Thank you for your call. That does kind of...
Changes things, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Vicki on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Vicki.
Yes, ma'am.
I was wondering why Mr. Sadler thinks everybody that owns a pit bull is white trash. I must say...
Because...
Please let me make
you
my
look
statement.
At, well, you asked me a question.
Mr. Sadler, let me finish my statement.
I thought you were asking me a question.
Let me finish my question.
Oh.
I have a retired search and rescue dog that is...
A retarded?
Retired.
Right.
Search and rescue dog that is half pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would that dog be a bad dog? And yes, I make less than $50,000.
Well, there you go. You
Excuse
got
me?
All, Vicki.
When
you,
I acquired the dog,
you are living in a danger
husband...
zone. You're living in a danger zone. That dog will rip your throat out someday.
Oh no, sir, he won't.
Or
when
someone
I acquired
else.
The dog, my husband made over $250,000 a year.
Do you have a chain link fence?
Of course I do. We have to fence.
Of course you do.
Yes.
There are a lot of people with dogs that have walls or wooden fences, so chain link is not necessarily, expected. Do you have a carport?
No, sir.
Do you find yourself... You like the dog, right?
I love this dog.
Do you have any cars on blocks? See, what I'm trying to say here is this, Vicki. This dog, I'm sure you love. Someday, it will be your ruination. You'll be dead. You'll be looking up from 6 feet down, and the dog will be tossing roses in.
No, sir.
Did you hear what I said to the last lady? I had a girlfriend who ran... You know what I said?
Sir, I could be real snide and make a rude remark to you
go
about
ahead.
That, but
go ahead.
I don't play those games.
No, go ahead. Make the comment. Go ahead.
I just have to say,
The dog was better than me? The dog was better than me. Is that what you're going to say?
I've had two Dobermans that were the most precious things in the world.
Yeah, until they killed someone.
They both died of old age.
How many children did they kill?
None.
You're certain of that?
I'm positive.
That you know of?
I'm positive.
Okay.
They lived in my house.
How many children did they kill?
6 weeks.
All right, look,
don't think you should be making over
thank you.
This
I'm sorry
remark.
To hear about your loss, your girlfriend.
They're living, well, they would have been living together, but I killed the dog.
Right, I got that. Where's the girlfriend right now?
She started a breeding operation.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show with Art Bell.
Cole, East of the Rockies. Oh, forget it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Am I East of the Rockies?
Shut up. And thank you and good morning from the Kingdom of Nye. Welcome. We have got a program for you. And we're going to find out what I have been doing while I was retired. But first, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, the designer radio wave repellent hat. Yes? Have you ever wondered how to keep foreign entities from entering your head and implanting their chips into your brain so you think you're getting commands from another world? Well, now you can stop this invasion and still be fashionable. New from Peenemann Enterprises, the designer radio wave repellent hat, made from long-wearing aluminum, allows you to keep the other beings from invading your brain and allows you to look fashionable all at the same time. Yes, if people are telling you what to do, if signals from the CIA are bothering you, if Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys is trying to communicate, now get the new radio wave repellent hat. It comes in cowboy, fedora, beret, and bowler style. Just imagine you walking down the street wearing a bowler and people asking you, why are you wearing that bowler? And you saying, I don't want people from another planet communicating with me. They'll understand. Sure. New from Peenemann Enterprises. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a very interesting time that I have been away from you. But while I have been away from you, I had an amazing experience. We will bring in General Johnson James in just a moment to tell you about it. I left the air, as you know, and I was driving home one night. Suddenly I saw what looked like a light. Now, General Jameson, I know you're on the other line.
Yes, I am, Art. I'm right here.
Okay. It was looked as if it was coming from the east, approximately, I would say, at the speed of light, if less, with a warp drive engine. And a flying saucer landed in the roadway just ahead of me.
Was it cylindrical? I must know.
It was cylindrical.
All right. Thank you, God. I can begin my calculations.
All right, General, but listen to this.
Yes.
Coming out of a trap door were two beings.
Can you describe them?
Yes, they were about 5'8". They were green, but they were female. They looked humanoid.
All right.
And I wanted to make that very clear. They were green humanoid with blonde, almost platinum blonde hair, and a sort of a Miss Clairol flip. Kind of a...
Was it a page boy?
Get a little bit of a curl, a Sandra D. curl. Well, naturally, they invited me into the spaceship, or was I abducted? I don't know. I have very faint memories. But what I'm about to tell you, General Jameson...
I think I know.
You do?
I think I do, but go ahead.
...is amazing. I was invited into a lounge area. There was music playing. I naturally sat down at a booth and ordered something to drink, and before I went in, I went to the cigarette machine and got a pack of Pall Malls. I sat down in this booth area in the flying saucer.
What kind of music were they playing?
It was a kind of a, if I can remember, it was a synthesized version of I Am a Rock.
Oh, Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes. And anyway, I was there, and she invited me into her quarters. This
green girl with the platinum hair.
Yes, this alien. Female alien. Well, I have got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, listening to me, coast to coast and around the world on shortwave and the internet, those of you listening in the Caribbean and, of course, south of the...
Oh, will you come on and tell us?
Okay. We went into the room and engaged in what I believe to this day to be the most fulfilling intrapersonal relation that I have ever had with any human being. It was delightful. Stars lit up in the skies. It was a moment that I will savor forever. The most torrid, passionate, and yet elevated and spiritual experience that I've ever had with any female in my life. And General Jameson, she came from another planet.
I knew it. I knew that was... Was her? What was her name?
Her name was Venetia X9.
That's the one. Yep, that's the one. And
oh, so you do know her?
I do.
Okay. The problem, though, the story doesn't end there.
All right.
The problem is since that encounter, it burns when I pee, and I've got a green stain down there that I can't scrub off.
Uh-huh. Okay. Is that it?
That's all of it.
All right, good. I'm glad. Thank God you called me. What I need to do is go to Denebia, the planet, and get the soluble anti-green stain removing material.
You have to fly to another planet?
I do. That'll take me just a few minutes, but once I get up there, I can get the antidote. You need the antidote. It's too bad that...
Well, can you imagine having such a wonderful experience and having green staining and...
And it burns when you urinate.
Yes.
Whew. That's rough. Greatest sex a guy ever has, and,
I've got some intergalactic clap, and I,
Well, and she gave me the same thing. And
oh, so you know her.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, I might have passed it from me.
She came from you to her?
Yeah, sorry, exactly.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll take off in the spaceship now, Art.
Well, all right, General Johnson Jameson, we'll take off in the spaceship. You are going to Delbenia to get the antidote for my green stain problem.
That's correct, and the burning when you urinate.
All right, thank you. All right, we will wait for General Johnson Jameson to return. Actually, we are going to get communication from him on the planet. General Jameson, are you there?
I'm here now, Art. Yeah, I just landed.
All right, that was very quick.
Right, well, you know what happens. Warp speed, I have a warp coil.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Okay, so I'm going over here to get the antidote, and...
Now, where is it?
It's in a store over here, and I've got it... Oh, God damn it!
What happened?
I spilled it all over me. Now the lower half of me's invisible. Jesus.
Well, what am I going to do? It burnt...
What am I going to do? I can't see the lower half of me. I can't get into the thing. It's just,
Well, General Jameson, I have to tell you, it is unbelievable that you even went so far as to try to get this for me.
But as you know, on this planet, it makes the lower half of you invisible. And hold on for a minute. Yes, officer?
What's going on?
I'm being asked to show some identification.
To who?
A California Highway Patrolman.
I thought you were on Delbenia.
I did, too, but obviously I wasn't. I was just...
You were imagining it?
Yes.
Okay.
Problem is, I can't find my wallet because I'm invisible.
All right. Okay, General Johnson Jameson, who is completely mental, needs a doctor. He's way out there.
This has been Coast to Coast. God, I hate this job. But I do love my voice.